this edition of the Allman Podcast, we're talking with George Hellman Jr., the author of Ministry Greenhouse, Cultivating Environments for Practical Learning.
George, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do there at the Dallas Theological Seminary as the quote-unquote internship guy.
Yeah, I would love to. I'm the Associate Professor of Spiritual Formation and Leadership, and our office oversees the internship program, plus we oversee our student-led small groups. We have all of our students involved in a two-year peer-led spiritual formation process that our office oversees. My job, though, primarily is coordination of all the internships. There's three of us in our office. I work primarily with male students who are out working in the context of a local church. I have a full-time women's associate that works with our women students that are working in both church and parachurch settings. And then I have a full-time associate with works with what we call non-traditional placements. So that's going to be our academic tracks. That's also going to be cross-cultural. And so the three of us together coordinate what we do with the internship program. And I've been doing this now for about 6 years.
And about how many people each year are involved in the program?
We will have close to 300 students on the field doing internships in a given year. So it comes out to about 100 students per semester, counting summer, spring, fall. And then we have close to 300 to 400 students involved in our peer-led spiritual formation small groups.
What have you learned about the peer-led aspect of that?
Well, it has been about a 15-year journey that we've done here on campus with our peer-led small groups, and they have worked fantastic for us. We have close to 70 small groups that meet on campus during the lunch hour. Students go through the program for 2 years, and then their last 2 years of their program, they can come back and then lead one of the groups. And we have the students go through kind of a four-step process. Their first semester, we have them working through their identity of who they are. Their second semester, we talk about their heritage. We have an exercise called Life Story, where they basically present their life story and looking for themes in their life along the way. Their third semester, so now they've had a year together, they feel comfortable with one another. That's our integrity model, and that's where we have them work through issues of integrity in their own life. We have an exercise that they do that's called Screwtape Letter, very similar to C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, where the student actually writes a Screwtape Letter on how they would be attacked spiritually. And then it concludes with their fourth semester, where they present their vision for ministry, and that then just naturally ties right into the internship. So they've spent 2 years together with their peers, with a concluding thing of casting vision of how God's wired them, where they see themselves going in ministry. There's a confirmation of the folks in the group, and then they step right into their internship and serve.
In your book, Ministry Greenhouse, you really set out in some of these chapters a sort of intentional approach for an intern, someone in an internship, to think about why they're doing it, what are their goals, and then thinking about what they have learned or are learning through that process. Have you found that this is how it works everywhere, or is this sort of a need out there for people starting an internship? Does everyone think about it in this way?
Well, I mean, I talk about in the very first of my book that I did not. I think I came to seminary very just floating, not really having any direction, but it was really in the course of thinking along these lines with internship that I was able to really give some focus to my theological education. Theological education, it is adult learning, and we really do place the onus on that student on what is God's movement in their life, where are the areas that they need to be working in their life. We can't force a student to change. We can't force a student to do certain things. We can create the environment for that, but as most educators will tell you, you have to have a felt need in that student to make changes in their life, whether it is changes in their view of calling, whether it's changes in shortcomings in their life, changes in how they work with people, their own spiritual development, those types of things. And so we really do help the students try to create an environment to wrestle with where are they now? Where does God want them to be a couple years from now? And how do you get from here to there?
And in building this environment, what are some of like the core ingredients for making it successful?
Yeah, and we talk about, I talk about in the book three core ingredients. You know, one of the core ingredients, of course, is the student. If the student is taking ownership of the internship, if the student is really directing where this is going, that is definitely the key foundation. But then the two other things, one is having a caring mentor. We really rely on our on-site field education mentors to help the process once they're out. We do not have our students, they're not participating in a class. We're having them in the field serving and then reflecting with those mentors in the field. And so we have a one-hour meeting with every mentor and student. So we go out to the site and we talk with that student, we talk with that mentor, we lay out some of the expectations. But the mentor is key. And as I talk about in the book, a good mentor at a poor site is so much better than a great site but having a poor mentor. The mentor really makes the internship. But then the last one is having a beneficial internship site. It needs to be a site that challenges the student, helps to get them out of their comfort zone. We love getting our students to have cross-cultural exposure. Actually, one of the goals that we require of our students is cultural engagement, where they're being stretched. They're being asked to do some things they've never done before. But at the same time, it needs to be a internship site that helps in the development of their vocational goals. We have a track system on our campus where students will declare pastoral ministries, missions, academia, and then their internship site matches what their vocational goals are. And so I really think those three things, you know, the intern being proactive, taking ownership, treating this, as I said, as adult learning. The second thing is having a caring mentor on the field, someone who is just a little bit further down the road. They can help love the intern but challenge them at the same time. And then having a site that's going to stretch them and a site that's going to help them in their own personal development.
Right. So it's also as much a commitment on the part of that mentor to take this seriously as an opportunity for this person to and the congregation as a setting.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you this, the reason why I'm doing the job I do now here at the seminary is because, you know, I was on the other side. I was a pastor in a local church, and I loved working with my interns. That was probably the highlight of what I did in ministry. My ministry in Georgia, I was at a church right next to a large state college, and I loved working with our college students that were preparing for ministry. And then when I moved here to Dallas and was on staff at a church here in Dallas, the exact same thing, students from the seminary that were coming, and absolutely loved it. And so when the opportunity came for me to come to the seminary as a churchman, to come to the seminary to help with this internship program and to really help be a bridge between the church and the academic world, loved doing it. And I just believe very strongly in it. I think pastors benefit from having interns, and not just because it's cheap labor. It challenged me as a pastor. It challenged me. It helped me stay abreast of what was the current things going on. And I think it's fantastic for a congregation. The congregation that takes ownership of loving on that intern, of stretching that intern, of encouraging that intern, of helping that intern reflect on God's movement in the intern's heart. Congregations are changed as a result.
Yeah, if I'm from a congregation hearing this and I don't really know where to turn to plug in, where would they go?
Well, I think a couple things is, you know, congregations that are within close proximity of a seminary, there's a natural tie-in that's there. I think denominationally, if the congregation is a part of the denomination, you know, to contact the local denominational official and say, you know, we would be interested in having interns as a part of ordination process. And I think, too, mentoring doesn't just have to be with seminary students as well. Maybe that church doesn't have a seminary student there, but they might have a college student who maybe is thinking about going into ministry, or maybe even a high school student. You know, I started preaching as a high school junior. Maybe a high school junior or senior that feels a call to ministry, to have an older adult that's willing to invest in that student's life, there's just lifelong dividends as a result of that. And so while my focus, of course, is on seminary students and their preparation for ministry, mentoring happens at all levels. Happens with students that are preparing for ministry at the college level, happens with students preparing for ministry at the high school level, and just good mentoring in general. Mentoring and life skills is just as vital, just as important.
So your book is out now, Ministry Greenhouse, Cultivating Environments for Practical Learning. And it itself is a very practical guide for anyone that is either in an internship or being an intern or mentoring them or being the congregation that's that environment. Thank you for writing this, George. Did you really see a gap in the market for a book like this that this is filling?
I really did. It has been easily over 10 years since there's been a internship book that's written towards the student. I wanted this to, as you said, I wanted this to be a very practical book. It's a very quick read. It's written to the student directly, but a person working with the student can read it just as well. We have plenty of explanations in there along the way. But especially as there's been changes in theological education, online education now. Our student population continues to get older and non-traditional student studies continue to point to that on college campuses, graduate school campuses, but also theological education. Students are going to school part-time. And also, too, I think students are coming to seminary with more and more vocational choices. Here at Dallas Seminary, we didn't have women on our campus 30 years ago, and now we have a thriving woman population on campus. 30 years ago, you would come to seminary, and your focus was probably to either be a pastor or to be a missionary. We now have a degree in media arts. We have a degree in counseling. We have students that are going to be school teachers. The opportunities for ministry just continue to open up, and wanted to write a book that took those realities to heart. It's not just preparing the next generation of pastors or the next generation of missionaries. It's preparing the next generation of kingdom workers in whatever field that takes place.
Great. Well, thanks for visiting with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.